Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
No, I never got her name or time to find out anything. I loved her just the same. No, I rode a different road and sang a different song. I'll love her till my last breath's gone. Like a river made of silver, everyone came running to the sea. I was shot down in cold blood by an angel in blue jeans.
Grammy-winning multi-platinum group Train will again perform tonight at Tanglewood at the Koussevitzky Music Shed in Lenox, Massachusetts at 7 o'clock. The multi-platinum band Train made its mark on music history with the Grammy Award-winning song Drops of Jupiter and chart-topping singles like Meet Virginia and Calling All Angels. Their new album, Bulletproof Picasso, comes out on September 16th, and it's a great pleasure to welcome the lead guitarist of Train, Jimmy Stafford, to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being here.
Yeah, happy to be here. Thanks.
Very nice to have you here. I can only assume, since it's been, I think this is your third trip to Tanglewood in 4 years, that I assume that this is a venue you like.
We do like it very much. I mean, you know, it's almost got a picnic setting vibe to it. And it's a great place not only to see music and to play music, but it's a great place even backstage, like just to spend the day, because you know, the way we travel, we're on buses and we travel overnight and then we wake up in the venue. And so right now I'm at a venue doing an interview for tonight's show in New Hampshire. And then we'll end up in Tanglewood. Yeah, so it's a great day. It's a great place to spend the day.
That life on the road thing, at the end of the summer, are you ready to get off the road? Or because it never seems that you guys really are off for very long.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, we're never really off. You know, sometimes we'll take a few months off to make a record. But even when we recorded this current record that comes out in a couple weeks, we were still doing shows. Here and there, you know, we'd record for a few days and then pop out to do a few shows. And the stuff we're doing now is a lot of promo work and setup shows for the album. A lot of press, like talking to people like you, and then going around and doing a few shows in a few cities and a bunch of radio stuff too. The real tour for the new album won't begin until next year.
So tell us about the new album. It comes out when?
Comes out September 16th in the U.S.
How would you characterize this album and compare it to the ones that came before it?
Well, I mean, you know, it's kind of a funny thing because we probably say the same thing about every album. But this album, I think it's our best collection of songs that we've had, you know, start to finish on any of our albums. There's not really a stinker on the record that you want to skip over. And we're really proud of it. I think that it's, I think it's Pat's best lyrical and melody work that he's ever done. And I hate to use the word mature because, you know, we're a band that's been around for 20 years and we are finally maturing. But I think that this album is a little more mature. You know, I'm hoping that some of the older Train fans that were more into the earlier albums, I'm hoping that they're going to give this one a listen because I think that there's a lot of depth on this album that they'll recognize from the early days and they'll appreciate.
When you talk about the depth, and that seems to be something that as you noted just a moment ago, that seemed to be there from the beginning. Do you think that has something to do with the longevity, that it's more than just a catchy song, that there is depth there?
Yeah, well, I like to think that. I do think that, you know, when we took a break in 2006 for a few years and we came back with the Save Me San Francisco record, and Hey Soul Sister was such a big hit, but I think that record actually had a lot of depth on it. And you know, but it's the songs that you hear on the radio that people become most familiar with. And that song was so big worldwide that it brought us a whole different younger audience that we never had before. So all of a sudden, you know, our shows were kids and their parents coming out to the concerts, which is a lot of fun. But I think some of our older fans thought, because of those couple songs that were on the radio the past few years, like, you know, Drive By and 50 Ways to Say Goodbye and Hey Soul Sister, that we had kind of sold out to the younger audience. Which really wasn't the case. You know, we didn't intend to write songs for younger people and try and gain a younger crowd. Those were just songs that ended up on the radio. And I think that this album still has a few songs that I think younger people are going to appreciate. But, you know, the first song that was chosen for the radio for this album was a song called Angel in Blue Jeans, which I think actually appeals more to our adult audience. So maybe the kids are out there, you know, wondering where their song is now. But it's there. I hope everybody gives the record a listen. And I think there's something for everybody on this record.
And obviously, through all of this, the three of you, the core members that started all of this, are aging as well, and quite gracefully, which seems your career seems very nice and very mature, as you said, finally maturing, but you're at a great place and where you think that most groups would want to be, but it is a rarity, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is a rarity. And we didn't know that we would be here when we started the band. I mean, our whole goal all along, and still today, is to be able to continue doing this. You know, we have a job that we love and that we dreamed of doing when we were kids. And, you know, when we made the first album, our dream from there was just that we would get to make a second album. And pretty much every album is like, you know, let's do good enough work to where we can keep doing this and keep making records and keep traveling the world and playing these songs for people. And, you know, we've gotten to a point now, 20 years later, and 7 albums plus a live album later, it's where I think we've established ourselves enough and enough recognizable songs on the radio worldwide to where, you know, we're comfortable. We have a career at this, we can keep doing it. I'm pretty sure they'll allow us to make another record after this one. It's a good place to be in, and we're very fortunate, and not many bands get to be in this place.
They'll allow us to.
Yeah.
Is that how you feel, that they allow you to?
That they allow us to be in this place?
Yeah. I think that's an interesting distinction.
Well, it is kind of like that, because, I mean, you know, you're only as good as your last work, you know? I mean, so in a way, it's up to the fans to allow us to keep doing this. And, you know, fortunately, radio has been very good to us through the years, too. And they keep finding songs that work for them and their formats, and which exposes us. And we're able to keep selling concert tickets, and we just have the best fans in the world. They keep coming out to see us, you know, every year at Tanglewood. And it's, it's really special for us.
I should note the new album is Bulletproof Picasso, which is a great name of an album. That's another thing that you guys have going for you. The albums always have great names. This is how did that come to be?
Well, it's another song title thing. You know, songs pop up, you know, like when we had the Drops of Jupiter record, that record was actually originally called Something More. And then Drops of Jupiter was written at the very end of the process. And we switched gears and called the album that. the same with the My Private Nation record. That song was written late, and we thought it made a good album title. And the same with this record. That song was one of the final songs written, and it just kind of had a cool ring to it. And it kind of, it wasn't really written about the band. It was more written about like struggling artist that survives time and survives the bullets, you know, and makes it through. But at the end of the recording of the song, you know, the deeper we listen to the lyrics, it's like, this could very well be about us as well. Like, you know, we've, you know, taken a lot of hits along the way and survived a lot of bullets, and we're still here 20 years later. It just seemed like a fitting title for the album.
So I assume that when anyone heading out to the concert at Tanglewood, there'll obviously be the hits, but you'll be doing a lot from the new album as well.
Well, it's, you know, it's a strange time for us right now because the album's not out
right
for a few weeks. So we don't want to play too much from the new album because people aren't familiar with the songs. But, you know, Angel in Blue Jeans is out and has been out for a while and is doing real well for us around the world. And people are, you know, getting familiar with that song. And then we've been doing this pre-order thing on iTunes where every week, if you pre-order the album, you get free downloads. And I think we're on our fourth one. So there are four songs that people who have pre-ordered the album on iTunes have access to. So there's a small percentage of our fans that are out at the shows that know a handful of songs. So we're playing a few of those. But we can't really dig too deep into the new record until later on in September when people have the album and have lived with it for a little bit.
Well, Train will be performing tonight at Tanglewood. Jimmy Stafford, thank you very much for being with us. A delight to have you here. Good to have you in town. And thank you very much for spending time with us this morning. I appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Again, the new album, Bulletproof Picasso, comes out on September 16th. Train will be at Tanglewood tonight at 7 o'clock. You can find out more information by going to tanglewood.org, tanglewood.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.